Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Riots in the streets of San Francisco, a hoax in London. And I speak with Pastor Don Joel. Coming up on This Is Today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Friday, November 27th. I'm Russ, and here's what you need to know about today. Well, you're probably online shopping while listening to this because it is Black Friday. Now, they call it Black Friday because that's when, you know, they turn from not making profits to making profits. And when I say they, I mean the stores out there. So I would love it if you would support small business today. And you know what? We got to keep the big business too. So maybe do some shopping today. You're saving money by not going out and doing anything at all. So maybe, you know, help out these local stores. Even the big businesses, like I said, need help this year. Maybe Christmas presents will be a little lighter this year, but it would be great if you can go out and do some shopping. Yeah, I just promoted consumerism. That's what 2020 is. We got to help everybody out, right? Tomorrow is Small Business Saturday, which is a day specifically geared towards shopping at small businesses. And I'll be talking with somebody about that as well tomorrow and announcing something big, a brand new podcast. We'll talk about that tomorrow. I don't want to steal Saturday's thunder, it being Friday today. All right, let's talk about some of the events for today. Oh, this one was an interesting one to find out. You know, every once in a while, I find one of these events and I'm like, oh man, I gotta dig into this a little bit deeper and figure out what this is. This one was just silly and I enjoyed it. 1809, the Berners Street hoax was perpetrated in the city of Westminster, London. Okay, so this guy dared another guy, Theodore Hook, to make 54 Berners Street the most famous address in the city. Well, how would he go about doing this? Well, what he did was he ordered a bunch of products and a bunch of services to be delivered to the house. To make this happen back then, you know, he didn't have apps that he could pull up on his phone. So he had to actually write 4,000 letters to get people to show up at this house. So chimney sweeps, wedding cakes, doctors, lawyers, priests, fishmongers, shoemakers, a dozen pianos, the governor of the Bank of England, the Duke of York. Yeah, the Archbishop of Canterbury, the Lord Mayor of London, all these people showed up at this one house on the same day. It started at 5 a.m. and went well into the evening, and he just stayed across the street and watched all of this unfold. Cops had to come in to direct traffic. The narrow streets were all congested. It was pretty crazy. And it was all for a little hoax and a dare. And you know what? We're talking about 54 Berners Street today. So I guess it did become pretty popular. All right. Let's move now to 1978. The mayor of San Francisco, George Moscone, and the first openly gay city supervisor, Harvey Milk, were assassinated by former supervisor Dan White at San Francisco City Hall. Dan's motivation for the murder was that he was not reappointed to the board. In court, it was said that Dan suffered diminished capacity as a result of depression. Now, the depression was caused by his diet changes. Specifically, the diet changes were from healthy foods to Twinkies and other junk food. This became known as the Twinkie defense because they used this in court, saying, you know, that the murders were caused because he started to eat junk food, got depressed, or that the depression was based on the junk food, or the junk food was anyway. The Twinkie defense, if you've heard of it, it originated from this case in San Francisco back in 1978. He was convicted of voluntary manslaughter rather than first-degree murder. And that lenient sentencing of Dan White caused riots in the city. They were called the White Night Riots because of, you know, the name Dan White. Because of the events, board president Dianne Feinstein would become the first female mayor of San Francisco. And eventually, you know, she became a U.S. senator. Now, if you're listening to this case, specifically the part of not being reappointed and going in to do a murder, you may recognize that from a movie. Well, they use this as an inspiration for the movie RoboCop. Interesting, right? Who knew? I guess I did. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I've got an interview coming up. It is another day that I didn't mention in the open. It is Native American Heritage Day. And I'm going to be talking with a pastor who is also a Native American. And he's going to talk to us about Native American Heritage Day. All right, it's Native American Heritage Day, a day established by George W. Bush back in 2008. It's a day to celebrate Native American heritage and culture. And to do so, I am joined by Don Joel. He is a pastor and a podcaster and a blog author. He's done a lot, and he is joining me today. So, Don, the first thing to talk about is Native Americans, the name Native American. Many people grew up with calling Native American Indians, and now it's Native American or Indigenous people. What's the proper term to use?
You know, it's interesting. There's a lot of different names. You can say American Indian, Native American, Indigenous people. Each of them have problems, and some people accept them, some people don't. I personally, I go with Native American because that's kind of where I've landed.
Indian was a screw up. It was a screw up by Columbus. He thought he landed in India. So he said, oh, well, these must be Indians. And then it just stuck.
Exactly. It just stuck. And we are the American Indians. So we're the Indian people from America, which it doesn't make any sense, but it stuck. And in fact, I grew up in a church called American Indian Baptist Church. But it's just one of those names that kind of stuck throughout time. Or if you think about the government, they do, it still does relate to American Indians with the name Indian. You got the Bureau of Indian Affairs. You got the National Indian Gaming Association. You have different things that have that word in it. But as a culture, as a person of Indigenous heritage, I tend to, for me, go towards being a Native American.
There's over 570 tribes, different tribes, and that's just within the United States. And there's 300 different languages.
Yes.
That's also, I guess, why it's tough to settle on a name, because there's so many different tribes, so many different languages, so many different people out there that want something a little bit different potentially, or feel comfortable with something a little bit differently.
When you talk to a Native American person, a lot of times we do want to be, we want to be represented by our tribal culture, our tribal name. We want to be referred to most likely in our tribal name. But when you talk about the people as a whole, that's where you get to Native American. But even that word breaks down, right? Because honestly, even if you don't have Native American blood, you were born in America. You're a Native American, right? So that's where that word breaks down. So that's why a lot of times we go with Indigenous people, because we're the first peoples.
You know, with the name Indigenous people, the only problem is trying to spell it. I screwed that up several times. I'll be honest with you. Let's talk about this day. Native American Heritage Day. Okay, so we cover a lot of days. You're a listener to the podcast. You know, there's a different day every single day. And a lot of that revolves around food. My sister said she listens to my podcast and then she has to go eat afterwards, because I do talk a lot about food. So that's going to be my first question for you. How do we celebrate with food today? What's the food that we should be having to celebrate today?
Well, I think one of the easiest foods to make, and I think, you know, it's funny because I think every culture has a version of this food, and that's fry bread. Just your basic dough, which is for me and my family, consists of flour, baking powder, milk, and a little bit of salt. You make that into a dough. You fry it up kind of like a donut kind of thing, but it's more of a savory donut. A lot of times you'll top that with like pinto beans, or sometimes taco meat, and make what we would call an Indian taco if you go to a powwow. but I enjoy a good piece of fry bread, even with some powdered sugar on it or some honey. It's a lot like a deep fried. Think of like a deep fried
beignet.
Like, or a beignet, yeah. Like, it's like a beignet.
Nice.
Except for, again, like the way that my family makes it, it's a little bit dense. It's more like a biscuit.
Okay. Well, that's making me a little hungry now. Of course, we had Thanksgiving yesterday, so, you know, we're all stuffed a little bit, but, you know, there's always room for more, as I like to say. How else should we celebrate the day today?
So there's some great movies, Pow Wow Highway, Smoke Signals. If you are into music, it's on Amazon. It's called Rumble, The Indians Who Rock the World. If you enjoy music, all kinds of music, from blues to disco, it all has some roots in Native American music. And so this movie does a great job of pulling that out and looking at some of the Native American people who really brought that music to the forefront. One guy, Charlie Patton, he's an old blues singer. If you listen to some of his early music, it was all American English words, but sung in a Native American style. And it's amazing.
And, you know, listening to your voice, I'm going to guess you do a little podcasting yourself.
I'm a pastor by trade. So I have, sermons that I do, and I do videos, but my fellow pastor and I are starting a podcast called Everyday Expositors. We haven't launched officially yet. There is a trailer. It's going to be about Monday morning quarterbacking pastor sermons, specifically our sermons, not picking apart other people's sermons, but we're trying to rightly divide the word of God in and out of the pulpit. And like, how do we do that to help everyone understand the Christian faith? At least for us, the Christian faith isn't just a Sunday morning thing.
You've got a YouTube channel with some of your devotionals that you've done. I've watched a few of them, and I got to tell you, I love, you bring up like 80s movies.
You know, the funny thing, you mentioned the 80s movies references. I actually have another blog that we have called Geek Believer, and it's a place where faith meets geekery. And it's all about looking at the culture around us and how do we turn that into something that's redeemable by God.
Awesome. We'll get that in the description as well. And happy Native American Heritage Day to you, Don.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I told you that Don was a busy guy. He's got the blog and he's got YouTube. And we'll put links to that in the description of the podcast. All right, let's take a look at our birthdays for today. Remember Urkel from Family Matters? You know, Jaleel White? Yeah, he is 44 years old today. Jimi Hendrix was born on this day in 1942. He passed away in 1970. Also born on this day in 1940, Bruce Lee. He passed away in 1973. Bill Nye, the Science Guy, is 65. Caroline Kennedy is 63. Robin Givens is 56. And Allison Pill is 35. That's your look at November 27th. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart and we're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. If you'd like to make sure that we cover something on a future episode, let us know. Go to thisistodaypodcast.com to make suggestions. Give us feedback and see our other podcasts. I hope you enjoyed learning about today. I'm Russ, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.